Yeah, this is my fifth album. I started when I was about 21, and it hasn't been easy. It started quite well, and then I sort of had didn't really see eye to eye with the people I was working with, so finished that. To be honest, after my second album, I thought, that's it, I want nothing to do with this, this is vile. But then I realized that it was a bit silly to walk away from the thing I love doing the most simply because of the industry that provides it is vile. And I was like, maybe, I'm sure it's not all like that. There must be good people in this industry. There's some great music and stuff like that. So I decided to start from scratch and choosing people for who they were as people rather than their credentials. And that made a big difference, I found. So I wanted to make sure that the people that I worked with were of a certain philosophy and mentality. And that allowed us to... It was hard work, but it allowed us to sort of go the way we wanted to go, which meant we were going to have to work a lot harder, and we've had to, but at least now we know where everything comes from. We know how every album was made. Sometimes people have success in the music industry by pure coincidence, but they believe that it's because of their greatness. It's not really tangible success in this industry. You can never really explain it. It's not because there is no formula, there is no... It is purely sometimes yes and sometimes no kind of thing. And I think that creates for interesting characters. An industry that is based on something so volatile as taste or as fashion or as trend, something so quick as that, creates for a very interesting group of people.